here's a story from The World.
Killer robots. It sounds like science fiction, but they can actually be real. A new report by a UN panel of experts on Libya says that a Turkish-made drone may have autonomously hunted down and engaged with soldiers in retreat in Libya last year. It's not clear if the drone managed to kill the soldiers it targeted. Still, activists like Mary Wareham of Human Rights Watch are alarmed by autonomous drones that can engage with targets on their own.
Committing a machine rather than a human to do that is a very dangerous path to go down.
To help us explore this new reality, we reached out to Zachary Kallenborn. He's with the National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism. Zach, what does this UN report say about this incident in Libya last year?
We know that this Cargo 2 drone was used in Libya. It appears to have been used in combat and appears to have contributed to causing significant casualties. But we do not know much beyond that, particularly whether the autonomous mode was actually used and whether while using that autonomous mode, it actually caused casualties.
What we do seem to understand is that this drone apparently used its own computer to select and engage its own targets. How exactly would that work?
Yeah, so the idea is you have some sort of camera or sensor on the drone that processes information about its surroundings and then processes that information using its onboard systems to make determinations about what types of objects that it's looking at, and then makes a decision based on some pre-approved program of saying, oh, hey, that's a target, that's not a target, let's engage.
So during this drone's flight, what would have happened to the human operator that put the drone in the sky in the first place?
That's unclear. Certainly the operator may have removed themselves from the situation. Assuming, again, that this capability was used, in theory, they could simply fire it and then forget about it and go someplace else.
If this capability was used, I mean, are we talking artificial intelligence here that the drone has so it takes over and the human is essentially eliminated from operating it?
On a technical side, yes. When we say artificial intelligence, I think folks' minds immediately jump to, you know, Terminators and these advanced human-level intelligences. And that's not what we're talking about at all. In fact, it's way, 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 way below that. Artificial intelligence is not sufficiently capable yet of making some of the complex determinations that we do naturally, like is that a farmer or is that a soldier?
So how smart are these sorts of drones? Is there a limit on what they can do?
So that's an open question. In general, these artificial intelligences are not sufficiently capable of making really complex judgments. They tend to be really effective in like narrow constrained projects. So there's all sorts of stories out there about artificial intelligences beating like world chess masters and Go players and stuff like that. Yet that's a very constrained problem, you know, in chess. There's no uncertainty about anything there. There's all sorts of rules. But it's in reality, of course, those things change all the time. And we know, like with these chess and Go programs, that when you change the rules, many of the systems stop operating.
So as the technology stands right now for autonomous drones, how do you see the risks?
The risk is that error of making those mistakes and then potentially killing someone who, you know, shouldn't actually be killed. And that can create much broader problems than simply, you know, obviously it's horrible if civilians die. What happens if it's, say, in a country that's not necessarily involved with that conflict or creates harm to one's own friendly soldiers? That creates a much broader problem to a country and potentially risk drawing in larger conflicts.
The U.S. military, I gather, is not in favor of banning these sorts of autonomous lethal weapons. So how will a set of rules guiding the use of these weapons be formulated?
That's going to be certainly one huge challenge. So I believe that the United States has tended to favor the creation of just general ethical norms and principles, given that posing threats and killing civilians generally is not acceptable under international humanitarian law. So basically just reinforcing that and then specifically applying it to autonomous weapons. But certainly if you're looking at some of these like really comprehensive bans, U.S. and other great powers opposition is going to be a huge problem. Now, I think there may be some avenue, particularly in these definitional areas around particularly focusing on high-risk autonomous weapons from drone swarms to some of these specifically machine learning and artificial intelligence anti-personnel type weapons that are of such concern.
Zachary Kallenborn with the National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism. Thank you very much for telling us about this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.